Hello, everybody. It's me, Alexander Larson, with Bible Truth 23, back with another soul-winning tip. Today, I want to talk about making eternal security clear, and this is important. And of course, eternal security is the last thing you should cover in a gospel presentation, usually. So, after you've explained to them that we're all sinners, we all deserve hell, Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God the flesh, He died for your sins, rose again. All you have to do to be saved is believe in him. After you explain those things, explain to them that once they believe in Jesus, there's nothing they could ever do to lose their salvation, but once they're saved, they're always saved. And the reason why this is important is because the Bible makes it very clear that if somebody does not believe in this doctrine, then they are not saved. Now, we call it eternal security, but the Bible simply calls it eternal life. Okay, it's a shame that people don't know what that means, eternal life. But the fact of the matter is, we just live in a society where most people will not understand the concept of eternal or everlasting. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 10, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son." So the Bible tells us very clearly that the record that God has given of his Son is that he has given to us eternal life. Okay, not will give, not we have to work for it, not anything else, but he has given to us eternal life. Okay, and the Bible says that if somebody does not believe that record, sorry if you can hear fireworks in the background, it's 4th of July here in America. So anyway, what was I saying? So somebody does not believe that record, they are making God a liar, and they do not believe God, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. So this is important to believe. Okay, that's the promise that God has given us. The Bible says in 1 John 2, 25, this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. So if somebody denies that, if somebody rejects the message of eternal life, if they think that they could lose their salvation or go to hell, then they're not saved. So you have to make sure that they understand this. And some people will kind of just add like one or two verses maybe at the end, not really explain it very well, and leave that person who they've talked to thinking that if they commit a really bad sin, they'll go to hell, because you don't want to just assume that they're going to understand when you say everlasting life the first time. 99% of people won't, okay? And I know this because there are some people who have done bad jobs in explaining eternal security, and maybe like a few months later, or a few weeks later, or maybe even on the spot, maybe another person checks that person's salvation, whether they actually understood it, and it turns out they didn't actually understand it. Okay, like there's been times where maybe like one partner will be preaching the gospel and they close in prayer, you know, they call upon the name of the Lord, they announce that person saved. And the other partner will step in and say, "Well, what if you were to go out and kill somebody, or even kill yourself? Then what would happen?" And the person says, "Well, I'll go to hell." So that person did not actually get saved, because they still think that the way that they live has something to do with them going to heaven. So they're not trusting in Jesus alone. So that's why you have to make eternal security very clear, okay? And you have to show them several verses and ask those questions. Okay, I mentioned this in a few videos earlier of the importance of asking open-ended questions. Don't just say, "Oh, do you believe you can't lose your salvation?" If you just told them you can't lose your salvation, they'll say, "Yeah, sure." But when you actually get specific, then that actually shows what they really believe. If you say, "Well, if somebody believes in Jesus, but they go out and they commit a bad sin like killing people or killing themselves or robbing a bank or doing something wrong like that, you know, a big sin that we shouldn't do, you know, you make that clear to them, then will that person go to heaven?" You know, if they're understanding it, then they'll say yes, because they believed in Jesus, right? So you have to make sure that they actually understand it, and even sometimes use extreme examples like that. Now, you don't have to go over the top with the examples, but just as long as they understand that no sin whatsoever can cause them to lose their salvation or go to hell, then they're good. But I would recommend definitely including the question about suicide in there. The reason why is because A lot of people out there are Roman Catholics. Roman Catholicism is the biggest denomination of so-called Christianity in the world. They think there's like 1.3 billion Catholics in the world, and like 25 or something percent population of the U.S. are Catholics. So there's a lot of Catholics out there, right? And I talk to a lot of Catholics out soul winning, but their church teaches them that if you commit suicide, you will automatically go to hell because they think that if you commit a sin, you have to repent of that sin afterwards. So if you don't do a good job of explaining eternal security, they might still think that they have to repent after they commit a sin and then they'll keep their salvation. They might think that suicide is an unforgivable sin or something like that because there are churches out there that teach that suicide is an unforgivable sin. So you got to make it very clear to them, it's not. There is nothing you can do once you believe in Jesus to lose your salvation. There's nothing you can do to go to hell. Make it clear that it is a gift and it cannot be taken away. Usually what I show them is I show them several verses and then I'll go back to the gift illustration. I'll reference back to Romans 6:23 or Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, the fact that it's a gift, and I'll say, well, if I gave this to you as a gift and I said, I promised it's eternal, I will give it to you forever. How many times do I have to give it to you for it to be yours? And everybody says, well, one time, just once, right? Because that makes sense. That's obvious, right? It's not a process. You don't have to keep giving it to them. And then I ask, well, if I come back to you and I take it back for any reason, let's say you did something really bad. Let's say you did something against me and I tried taking the gift back from you. Did I keep my promise to give it to you forever? And again, if the person is paying attention, they'll say no. So I'll say, well, what does that make me then if I try to do that? It makes you a liar, right? And I'll say, well, the Bible says in Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So according to the Bible, can God lie? No, God can't lie. So will he ever take your life away? No. How long does your life last for? Eternity. Right. So can you ever lose your salvation? And then you can give them an example. Like I said, what if you were to kill somebody? What if you were to kill yourself? Then would you go to heaven? And again, if they believe what the Bible actually says, they'll say yes, no matter what. If somebody believes in Jesus, they're going to heaven. So thank you everybody for watching. That's it for today. God bless you and goodbye.